This is the Midday Market Podcast for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing at Midday. John, what are we seeing in the grains today?
Well, at least in the corn and soybean markets, got a lot of selling pressure. Wheat's a little mixed so far this morning, but you know, technically this market felt like it's been kind of hanging on by a thread the last couple of days in terms of both corn and soybeans, and we are seeing some breakdowns so far today. You know, July's through the 440 level. We've got December corn trying to hold on to 460 today. Charts look a little bit weak on the technical side. I think some of the biggest things going on there, first off, we're in that window now. We're worried about May basis contracts. Producers have got those contracts out there. The market knows that those need to be priced or rolled, so it has a tendency to kind of go after them a little bit. So we'll have to watch that, you know, May trading slightly lower as well today. On the soybean side, again, it just comes down to export sales this morning. Again, those still continue to be lackluster, even though we saw a little bit of improved business, but most of that was known. You got those cheaper South American beans still on the board out there. That makes things difficult. And then the other factor that's really been a piece of this has been the U.S. dollar, the U.S. dollar versus the Brazilian real. And the Brazilian real is trading at multi-month lows against the dollar here. So that's encouraging producers selling out of Brazil for both corn and soybeans, you know, because they sell things in real, get payback in dollars, so they're actually getting a bit of a cash bump there. So that's been a big factor the last week or so here in both those markets has been the impact of the currency side and the Brazilian real versus the U.S. dollar. Over on the wheat side of the equation, did see some recovery off that tougher day yesterday, but those seem to be fading right now as we're, like I said, mostly higher, but fading off those highs. U.S. or global wheat price is still a concern. Keeping an eye on, though, on the southern plains here for KC wheat and that hard red winter wheat belt, maybe some of that moisture that was needed was kind of getting missed, and some of that area could see some deterioration in crop conditions. That's why we're seeing some of that strength in KC over the other classes.
On the other side of the ag marketplace, what's happening with the cattle and the hogs today?
Cattle market, for the most part, trying to get a little bit of a bid today. Triple digits higher in the feeders. That's probably tied to the weaker grains. Overall, live cattle trading moderately higher, at least in the deferred contracts. Front month's kind of waiting for cash trade to get together. Just not seeing a whole lot of business, not a lot of bids and asks out there yet at this time frame. That'll start coming together here over the next couple of days, or probably maybe late today. Cattle on feed numbers tomorrow, so that's another reason the market's maybe a little quieter in the front end today, waiting to see what those numbers are. Probably the biggest thing that's been disappointing in the cattle market this week, we've had a nice price move, but also in retail values have kind of started to fade a little bit here the last couple of days, and that might be putting a little bit of a lid on that front end of the market, waiting for cash trade. Over in the hog side, again, we continue to be in a bit of a sell pattern. You know, we saw a big jump in the commitment of traders in terms of their length in hogs, possibly near a record, pushing over 100,000 long contracts. That was last week on Tuesday, and then the market proceeded to roll over. Big toppy signal in terms of a sell signal. Probably put a technical top in on this hog market right now. Seeing a little more follow through trading about a buck lower on those summer months today.
For that cattle on feed report, any indication we are going to see anything different than what we've seen in recent reports? Or are we still kind of expecting that same trend?
We kind of still expect the trend to be tighter. Yeah, you know, we'll watch those placement numbers. And that has been kind of the talk the last 2 months has been the placements. We had really poor placements in January, really strong placements in February, and I think that was a lot of that was weather driven, because if you actually put January, February together and compare them to last year, we're only up 0.6% on placements and realistically down about 3% or 2% from the 3-year average. You know, so again, that's going to be a factor. We'll have to watch where those placement numbers are, how they come in again. Total cattle on feed, I think, is going to be real close to last year, so I'm not expecting a whole lot of fireworks out of this report. Right now, it's going to still come down to cash trade and the value of those retails as we move here into the warmer months and the summer demand.
John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing, what is the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Sure, Mark. Love to chat with them anytime. Feel free to give me a call, 800-334-9779. Shoot me an email at johnh@totalfarmmarketing.com. And don't forget that website of ours, totalfarmmarketing.com.
Thank you for your time here today, John. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. It is time now for a check of the midday numbers. May corn down 3 even at 427 and a quarter. May soybeans down 10 and 3 quarters at 1138 and 3 quarters. May soybean meal up 40 cents at 339.10. May soybean oil down 73 cents at 44.27. Chicago wheat down 0.75 cents at 5.36 1/4. Minneapolis wheat up 7 even at 6.40 1/4. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4 even at 5.76 3/4. And May oats up 7 1/4 at 3.56 1/2. On the Merck, June live cattle down 25 cents at 175.07. May feeder cattle up $1.57 at 241.85. May lean hogs down 70 cents at 94.22. May pork cutout unchanged at 101.40. And Class 3 milk for May up 12 cents at 17.34. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.